Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome. There may be a few stragglers still outside, and I'm sure they'll drift in. But let's get started. We have got a lot of ground to cover here. I must start this morning with a disclaimer. I'm a disputes lawyer, and I know very little indeed about blockchain. However, even in my non-tech world, it is almost impossible not to have some exposure to and awareness of blockchain. We are all subjected, almost on a daily basis, to a veritable deluge of commentary on blockchain, and I am no exception. A few months ago, I read a very interesting article on the legal implications of blockchain in international trade. And it was then that it occurred to me that if I was having some difficulty in understanding the concept, I was probably not the only one, and that it was therefore about time to have a blockchain seminar. The response to invitations for this seminar has been most gratifying, and I hope that by the time we get to the end of this morning's seminar, we will all be very much better informed. Let me then just very briefly introduce you to our four speakers. Our first speaker is Karel de Jager, over here on my right. Karel is a consultant at the Blockchain Academy. He has an engineering background, and his interest in blockchain was sparked by building an Ethereum rig in 2016. For the techno-philistines amongst us, mining Ethereum is very different to mining gold, platinum, or coal. Karel's study of blockchain technology has become an obsession. He is heavily involved in blockchain training and speaking to interested audiences about the topic. So Karel will cover the basics of blockchain technology, focusing on the technology from a business and entrepreneurial perspective. Our second speaker is Alain Renard. Alain is the Managing Director of AGR Corporate Services, Corporate Financial Services. Alain has always been very involved in the South African business community. He is a life member of the Johannesburg Chamber of Commerce and Industry and served as a Vice President of the Chamber from 2005 to 2009. He was the chairman of the Economic Affairs Commission of the Chamber from 2004 until 2016, and he will be discussing blockchain in the financial sector, the security of transactions, and the compatibility of blockchain technology with international regulations. Our third speaker, Natalie Scott, is a director here at Worksmans in our banking and finance team. Natalie's presentation this morning will focus on legal implications of blockchain technology, data security and privacy, money laundering and regulatory trends. And then finally, we have an additional surprise speaker, one more than mentioned on the program, Michael Antoni, who senior counsel who practices at the as an advocate at the Johannesburg Bar. Michael will discuss a number of issues, including the future evolution of blockchain technology from a legal perspective, as well as the interesting topic of smart contracts and potential associated risks. We will have time for questions and discussions afterwards. So what I suggest is that we will let all four speakers do their presentations, and we will then put questions to all four of them at the end, and I'm sure that we should have some interesting and lively discussion once we've heard from them all. So on that note, we've got a lot to cover, and so let me hand over to our first speaker, Karel de Jager. Karel?